Leah Rohl from the Overseas Development Institute. I am here with Valpy Fitzgerald, Professor of International Economics and Finance at Oxford University. We are here at the ODI event on policy coherence and the international financial architecture. We asked him, what factors in international financial architecture are particularly helpful, and what are the risks in mobilising and using finance flows effectively for development in the poorest and most vulnerable countries?
I think first we have to be clear what we mean by the international financial architecture, because one part of it is institutions such as the World Bank and the IMF, and the other part of it are institutions such as the G20 and also the Financial Stability Board, the International Bank for Settlements and so on. Now, as far as the bank, the Bretton Woods institutions are concerned, one of the consequences of the major change in world with the global economy has been that the BRICS, the leading developing countries, have in a sense moved up into the G20, and the bank and the fund have relatively little business in those countries. So most of the bank and the fund's relationships with developing countries are now actually with the poorer and more vulnerable ones. One of the consequences is that both the bank and the fund are learning very fast that they have to adapt their policy models to much more difficult circumstances, and the fund in particular has become more flexible in that sense. So that's a step in the right direction. On the other hand, the bodies such as the G20, there's increased representation of countries like China, India, Brazil, and so on. But the poorer countries are not really represented. And one of the central thrusts of this ODI report for the Dutch government is that some method should be found so that the poorer countries can be represented in these bodies. Why does it matter? Well, it matters partly because the international shocks, like we're seeing at the moment, as I mentioned, for example, Argentina going under and a tidal wave of sort of nervousness going through markets, has an effect on poor countries. But it's also because we're in a process of moving away from a traditional aid relationship. Clearly, in the future, aid funds are going to be less than they were in the past. Also, they're going to be dedicated more towards things like climate change, disease prevention, and, of course, international emergencies. So in consequence, we're going to see much less